All right, are we
Hello.
in? Hey, let's
All
go.
right, there we go.
Okay.
Well, okay, so first we gotta apologize because we were supposed to last week and last week got super busy, but this week is not as super busy.
There was a lot of real life stuff going on all at once for the both of us. Lots of big changes, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Pokemon.
I mean, we could talk about it for a little just so they know that we're not just sitting doing nothing. Like we could let them in on our a little bit of our lives.
I kind of hope that our lovely listeners know that we're not sitting twiddling our thumbs, just being like, "Hey, maybe should we? Nah, they can wait. Like, nah, we're trying to get it out.
Yeah, true.
Last week, but
We can
it's
this
just
week.
because, it's just because this stuff happened. But because we missed
Yeah.
some stuff last week, we are gonna have to cover a lot of ground this week.
And it
A
is
lot of ground.
jam-packed.
Yeah. There's so much stuff we have to talk about. God, dude.
And speaking of things that, like, speaking of, like, sitting on our asses and stuff, I keep forgetting to send LaRue the script that he sent us for the second Up and Comers video. Guys, if you haven't seen our Up and Comers video, it's on YouTube. We're on YouTube now. Check that out. And Mr. Shrimp, please remind me to send the script to your brother.
I'll remind you because, man, you've been talking about that for so long.
I have, and I keep forgetting to send it to him. Like this weekend, like the day he sent it, I was like, yeah, I'll just turn on my laptop and send it to him. And then, well, I mean, you saw the paragraphs I sent to you.
That I did.
A lot happened.
So yeah,
Well,
but with all that, well, but with all that, the reason I'm trying to be a little more focused this time is just because, again, there is
there is
so much stuff we have to talk about.
yeah, that's true.
Do you mind telling them what we're there in for? Because it is going to be a bit of a long ride today.
We are in for a lot. So last, just as a quick recap, last thing that happened was Mr. Shrimp got lost in Twist Mountain.
More happened than just that, smartass.
Well, more. Well, yes, more happened than just that. But because, oh, okay, fine. There was a strange house that had to do with a little Easter egg, a minor detail in the post game of Black and White. The strange house connected to this game's version of the Ghost Girl, and then we have Twist Mountain, which attached to,
On Delta.
I forget. Yes, thank you. And it's a new city, so we checked that out. Honestly, not a lot happened there, so we kind of skimmed past it. Mr. Shrimp found his way out by the end of the episode, actually. And on the other side of Twist Mountain is Undella Town, a place familiar to us because we played the post game of Black and White, only this time it's different. So, Mr. Shrimp, why don't you tell us how?
Oh, for Undelton. Okay, so one of the main things is that what's it called? Damn, I actually cannot believe I'm forgetting her name right now.
Cynthia.
Thank you. So Cynthia actually isn't in Undelotown this time around. I think they just didn't want to have like a post game trainer, one who could mess you up royally. Like since we're still in like we're still in the regular part of the game right now, so I guess I didn't want to have her there. But Cynthia isn't here.
Yeah.
But it sh there's still like a bunch of super rich people around. And
Honestly, it's changed a bit. Like the one
yeah,
thing
there's a
that
lot.
did catch me off guard, is that while there are rich people there, there's a family in the post game of Black and White called the Riches, and you battle them once a day. Like day one, you battle one person. Day two, you battle two people. Until you battle six members of the family. And I don't think I saw them this time around.
No,
Like
I didn't see him either.
they were the richy rich rich bitches from Undella Town, and they're not there anymore. It reminds me a lot of Driftvale City, how now there's a lot of hotels and things like that. This is a super rich version of that. Undella Town is the 1%, whereas Driftvale is like, well, that's your vacation if you're a blue collar person.
So mainly what I would say about the main difference between this and Undelotown, like is mainly just well Undelotown before and Undelotown now. It's a lot less about just straight up money Like there's a lot more to do on like the sea routes other than just diving, which we can't do right now because we don't have dive anyway.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more trainers. There the route's a lot bigger. Remember how we have to go on Route 13 now? There's lots of stuff to do up there too. And honestly, there's what's it called? Connecting down to Route 14. I didn't explore that route too much because
The
team, I
one that
gotta be
leads
honest
to
with you.
what? Black City.
So down that way, I didn't explore that too much because team, I'm not gonna lie, there's a trainer over there that has like a triple battle that I just keep wiping to. Like I wiped once to her. The first time it was just because it was a triple battle and I wasn't prepared. So I thought it was just gonna be like regular trainers. So I took out the team that I was gonna grind up with and I went in there with them. Did not work out. The first three people got wiped, and then the next three people, I got really
Damn.
unlucky with Sing. Then the second time I tried to fight her with a regular team, with my team that I'm gonna go challenge the gym with,
Right.
and she has a Lilligant in the middle that knows Thunder Wave, Teeter Dance, Sing, and like some other fourth move that I can't even remember right now. So it's basically like coin flip the trainer, right? Like if you like guess heads or tails, and if you guess wrong, your Pokemon dies for it because she's just gonna
Yeah.
her AI. I don't know what it is about her AI, but she just dogs one Pokemon and just kills them. It's the worst thing. So I wiped to her twice, and I was like, you know what? I'll just come back because her Pokemon are all level 40 and I'm level 35. Maybe the five levels can
Yeah.
make a difference.
Honestly, I think it would. And honestly, going down there, she's the only thing there. They don't let you into Black City slash White Forest.
Okay, yeah, then
That's
I'm
a
not missing too
post-game.
much.
But honestly, speaking of wiping out, you're no longer doing Nuzlocke rules anymore, are you?
I'm not doing what's it called? So I'm basically like if my Pokemon dies, I can just revive it, I can use items and whatever. That part's fine. I am kind of having fun only being able to use specific Pokemon because it forces me to be creative. So it actually is really cool to see what kind of combinations I can come up with, especially because so many Pokemon I've already used in Black One. So I'm having a pretty good time using a bunch of new picks. Like right now, I'm using I found Magmortar. That was really cool. I wouldn't have used that before. I
Oh, I
found
Mag.
Trubbish. I
I'm not
found,
gonna lie.
yeah.
I've been using your black save file to try to find the guy who goes to White Forest and gets a Magby so that I can go in and take Magby from White Forest and bring it over. Because Magmortar would be really cool to run.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty good. It's surprisingly fast. I wasn't expecting it to be as fast as it was. Like, it's even outspeeding some stuff that, like,
Did you
I
find
know.
Magmar or like Magmortar? Because Magmortar is a trade evo,
Oh,
and I had to get that. No.
I said Magmortar, huh? I meant Magmar. My bad. Because I didn't. I can't. We haven't traded anything yet, so I can't do anything.
gonna say, how'd you find a freaking? No, what I ended up doing was I got an item from White version, trained Skids my Elekid until it got. Until it evolved into an Elekid because it was trailing far behind, and I gave it the item, and I traded it to White 2 to get an Electivire, and it's working pretty well. It's still underleveled compared to the rest of the team. I also caught a Starmie, which I like, but I also traded over a Whelmer and leveled it up to get Wailord.
Nice.
And I'm playing around with like new choices. Trying to figure out what I want to fill the last two slots.
I think really the only stipulation that I'm gonna make as to what Pokemon I can and cannot use, I want all new Pokemon. Like any
Right.
Pokemon that I used in the previous game, I'm not gonna use those. But I think all the newer ones are like all the new ones that I'm getting like what's it called? Like Weezing, I remember him. I have a lot of poison type Pokemon, actually. I didn't use
Yeah.
Venipede last game either. Like, I think that's just gonna be the main thing just because it's really fun.
Yeah,
But yeah.
I mean, try to balance it out and figure out, well, I know this works, but what else can I do?
Yeah.
It's interesting, like.
So one other thing, there's gonna be I'm gonna be mentioning this a lot because we have technically Route 14, but Route 13, we have we can actually go all the way up to Route 9, which is what I did because I just needed the extra levels for Drayden because he has
Yeah.
like what his hatch is like level 48, I think. That thing is super high
He's
level.
Gen 7 dragon type, and
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
But let's
he
talk about
is
the weather. Let's talk about
yeah.
the weather. We're getting ahead
So
of ourselves.
you got
After
me there.
Undead, yeah, we go up to route, I want to say that's 15. We're is it route 15?
I
That's like
could
north.
not tell you. Just 'cause there's so many routes like from Undella Town, there's like three routes like there and two of them don't lead anywhere. Like, 'cause you can go onto the
Yeah.
sea from there and you can go upwards, but you can't do anything there because there's a guy that just won't let you pass.
Yeah.
So I the numbers get really confused, they get confusing in my head, but we'll just say the route north of Undilla Town. I'm pretty sure that's Route 13.
Well, honestly, going up there, I expected a lot more battles than there were, because a lot of those people, you fought them in post game of Black and White. Like
Yeah.
they were there. I'm like, okay, let's get experience. I talked to everyone. I battled like two or three people. And it wasn't very eventful. Like, this is an area where you can catch Absol, which I kind of wanted to do, but
Oh, I got him. He's one of my usable.
yeah, I put him on my main team, even though I can only catch him post game in white version, so I didn't want to use him again. Like, Lucifer is a god. But because he's on my main team for white, I don't want to use him here.
Makes sense.
So I didn't catch him. I didn't catch Absol. But this is where we find the first of the three Swords of Justice, Cobalion. It's really interesting to see him here and not in his cave. Because like
Yeah.
right north of Driftvale, I went up there, I explored, he wasn't there. Like he was like he was in the first game. This
Yeah,
is where you're supposed to be, sir.
honestly, so that kind of threw me for a loop as well because I was expecting him to be there too. And then all like I'm just chilling out on Route 13 and I look up and he's just out there chilling, bro. And I'm like, "Hello? What are you doing here?"
So my strategy was this. I took the Swords of Justice from white version, transfer them over to white too. This was before this, because I wanted Keldeo to go into its resolute form, and that's right behind Alder's House where you can do that. That's like the second city. So I went and did that, and I had the three in my game. So I'm like, okay, go to the Cobalion, fights Cobalion with Cobalion, quick ball until he catches. At this point in the game, we didn't have access to Route 9, so we didn't have access to lots of quick balls. You couldn't buy them anywhere.
Yeah,
So I
I
was
use
trading
my Pokemon. Yeah, keep going,
I
keep going.
was trading Pokemon into freaking white two holding quick balls and then just save the game. Throw quick ball. Nope. Okay, do it again. Throw quick ball until I caught it. Needless to say, I do this for Virizion. And I'm gonna do it for Thrakian.
Wait, but you have access to Route
Spoiler.
9. Why are you gonna do it? Sorry about the
Throw
loudness.
quick balls until it works.
No, you have access to Route 9. You don't have to trade Pokemon over with Quick Balls. You can just buy one there and then just save
Oh
scum.
no, at the time for Cobalion, I didn't. So that was how I got quick balls in for Cobalion.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Let me just say.
Like I
Oh, actually,
Oh,
no.
go
You. You know what? I'm just gonna bitch and moan. So, you say finish saying your thing, and then I'll say my thing.
Like I traded the Swords of Justice, gave them quick balls so that in white two I'd have quick balls. And I also ended up trading over not I wanna call them the Weather Trio, but they're not. And I wanna call them Jinns, but they're not. The three Landris, Tornadus,
I mean,
Thunderbolts.
I
What are they
mean,
called?
why not the Weather Trio? Because I thought we were talking about genies. Is that what you're
Weather.
talking about?
Oh,
Genies?
yeah. That's not the official name for them.
I'll look that up while you finish talking. Keep her going.
But yeah, no, that was my strategy for Cabellion. And we go into Lachinosa Town, which is a very familiar setting to us. Remember, this was the attack on Titan City of Unova. And I call it that because in the last game, and in this game, we learn a little bit about Kiram from an old lady. And she's like, well, there was a meteor that fell from the sky. And it brought upon a huge monster that ate people and Pokemon. So we built a wall to protect us from this foreign threat,
Don't
says the old white lady.
do it. Don't do it. Don't stop there. Stop. Oh, by the way,
We
they're called
built a wall
the
to protect.
wait, hold on. They're called the forces of nature.
There we go, the forces of nature. So yeah, I transfer them over as well. From white version because I don't want to do the whole Pokemon Dream Radar thing to find. It is terrible. It is annoying. I am not having fun.
Yeah.
I'll do it eventually to get their theory and forms, but no.
Not for that, not right now. Okay.
Not for that, not right now.
So, real so I'll just make this short so we can just keep it moving. So on Route 13, that route is actually surprisingly big. There's a lot of hidden items that you can find on there, and then there's a lady like or like in the space that you get Cobalion, it's like you can either go forward and cut trees in order to get to him, you can go to the right so you can fight a trainer, or you can go left. And if you go left, you fight another trainer, and there's a lady that gives you an item. I didn't write down what the item was, but I did write down that there was an item there. So hey, everybody, go have fun finding out what it is.
I haven't found any of the hidden items in either game. I just ignore the item finder.
I really like the item finder just because sometimes it gives me the exact item that I need. Because
I
game
should
design.
probably.
It's pretty good.
Probably go on a scavenger hunt.
It's pretty
We'll
good.
see
Like
how we'll do that after.
that's how I got like in both games, like right at like the second town, you can item find like two hyper potions and like an ultra ball. So
Oh, jeez.
it's like an ultra ball isn't fantastic for us right now. It's like less money that I have to spend, but at the beginning of the game, that's like guaranteed whatever you want. Like catch rates are just so low.
Yeah.
So it's pretty
You
nice.
know what? What we'll do after we beat Black 2 and White 2, we'll set up a scavenger hunt for me. We'll see how long it takes me to find all the hidden items in
Yeah,
the game.
actually, you know what? There's still stuff that I haven't found just because I don't have dot. Well, I mean, you can't find items underwater, but well, actually, I don't even know if
Yeah.
you can't find items underwater. But we need.
Underwater, yeah.
So you need surf, waterfall, cut, strength, like basically all of the hidden moves except for
HM.
fly.
I would say you need fly because, like, let's say you're trying to get from point A to point B. I mean, yes, there are hidden items on routes, but let's say you know where there's a hidden item on the other side of the map. You know where it is. Go and get it.
Damn,
Use fly.
if you had that one item on the other side of the map that you forgot about, but you know about, I'm like, damn, dude, you probably should have thought about that. Now, I say that, but that's literally exactly what's gonna happen to me. I'm gonna be like, oh, I got everything in that town, and then I'll go and I'll check like a list or something for all the hidden items, and I'm
Did
gonna
you
be
get
like, what?
the Did you get the item next to your house? Like there's a little patch of water you gotta surf.
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay, good.
Whenever I get
Sure.
surf, it's a really bad habit of mine because it just slows down the game a lot. But whenever I get new
You go
HMs,
back and you explore.
yeah, dude, it's like there's two HMs in particular that I go back and I look at everything for. It's surf and strength, because with strength there's holes that you can push boulders into and they stay there.
Yeah.
So not only does it open up shortcuts, but it gets you further.
For me it's strength, it's surf, it's freaking cut, it's fly because you never know. Like as soon as I got fly, I went back and checked everything
It'd be
I
like that.
could.
and be
Please,
like that.
no, you.
So, one other thing,
But yeah.
is that Michael Balian was hell. I reset three times fighting Kobalion because my first quick ball didn't work, but I was like, you know what? I have timer balls. It's whatever. I'll just use those. And the first time I fought Kobalion, he kept getting really, really lucky crits on my Pokemon and just killing them in like two hits. Because the first hit,
Wait, you only reset three
I
times?
only reset three times, but all of those
And
resets,
you're complaining?
yeah, because I wasted mad money on my third attempt and I didn't want to go redo
Freaking 57.
it. Yeah, you probably should have thought about that and got timer balls, but that's all you.
Jesus.
I wasted so much money on Pokeballs on just him. Like, I think if you calculated it up, it was probably like 30,000 poke worth of Pokeballs that I used just for my timer balls to get like their max strength and be able to catch him.
I at least feel better about that because I only spent 300 on the quick ball. 300 or 1,000. I can never remember the
It's
exact
a
price.
I think it's 1,000 because it's like a specialty ball, but it's not
Yeah.
like
But point is, much cheaper than what you spent.
yeah.
So I still feel
I
better.
just it's just that like the thing is that I made that money up like because we got the the gentlemen the old people
Yes.
that are in front of Undeltown, they give you they
Yes.
gave me enough money to make that up with the
Right. Hello? You are cutting out a lot. So we're going to cut here and then we're
Oh
going to
yeah. Oh yeah.
continue.
Just give me one.
Okay.
Hello?
Just cut and it was.
Yo. Is freaking the hell out
Okay?
right now. Oh, I
Yeah,
mean, I
okay,
hope
I can
so. 'Cause like I went in and it started cutting and I heard you say that you're gonna cut the thing and then come back. And so I tried to reset my anchor and then it froze and then I opened it and it didn't do anything. And I was like, but it let me accept this invite, so I think we're okay.
I think so. Where did you move from where you were before it cut? Yes, no. Okay, go back to where you
Like
originally
physically,
were.
like
You're in
in
timeout.
yes,
So
I
it
did.
doesn't cut.
Well, I gotta. I gotta do laundry,
Right,
so you
so
gotta.
back to what we were
Yeah, I
saying
mean,
though.
I'll do that in like a good 10 minutes.
Cobalion was a bitch. After that, Professor Juniper and Bianca catch up with us in Lachinosa Town,
Yep,
and she
made it
brings
in
us to
again.
the old white lady who said that they built a wall to protect themselves from the foreign.
I told you to
Okay.
stop.
Allow
Where
me to correct
keep
myself.
going.
She brought us to old white Karen, who told us that they had to build a wall to protect themselves from.
That's better.
Yes. It's an old Karen who saw the foreign powers
At
of
least it being
Kyurem
accurate.
as a threat, built a wall, asked to see his manager, freaking thought that he was eating. Yes. Thought he was
A
eating
lot. He did a
everyone.
lot of
Thought
things.
he came from space when, in fact, the dragon from Unova is older than her and was there before her. Pokemon, they aren't saying it like that. Like it's a fairy tale. She's like, well, it came from space and it was eating everyone. So we built the walls around to protect ourselves from this monster. Like she's saying it like sweetly as like, don't think that Pokemon's making this a big political statement that I'm making it out to be. It just aligns so well. It does. And because it's like in America,
It just
based
it
in
makes so
America,
much
not in
sense.
Japan, yeah, it works. Jesus. Yeah, so after
Just
that,
ran
we
out through
get
quite the
to a
thing.
route where I don't
Okay, I'm
remember
back
much
in my
of,
room.
I don't remember the route number. But it's between. Oh,
Wait, hold on, hold
right.
on. You,
Go
no,
ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
we can't skip over something in Lakunosa Town actually do come back. Right. So after she tells us about that, Professor Juniper and Bianca peace out, and so we're left to explore the town.
Yeah, we gotta get
I
back to
didn't
the
know
sheep.
running up 3 flights of stairs was gonna take me out. Oh God. Oh, definitely. But what I was saying was, so in Lakunosa Town, after running around a little bit, you actually see your rival. So he's chilling out in front of a house
Yeah.
asking if you've seen anything about Team Plasma. And so Zinzalin comes up and tells him that he doesn't really have a lot of time to really be playing around with kids, but he'll make an exception because, I mean, I guess he just will. But he does say that he'll satisfy our curiosity a little bit and tell us what's going on with his plan. So he basically says, so just a reminder, right? Because this does come up a little bit later. Zinzalin is the seventh sage in the last
Yes, there's no
game
freezer.
that we found hiding out in the freezer, right? He was the one at the back of the. Yeah, there isn't one here because it turned into the World Tournament, but in the last game in cold storage, he was the seventh sage behind, like in the back of
Is that
the back of
foreshadowing,
the
considering
freezer
like he was in a
with
cold
like all
area,
those other trainers
and
around him or
now
whatever,
Kirum
right?
is the mascot
So
of these games, and it's Ice Type Dragon.
probably, like, to be honest, it comes up a
Yeah.
lot in this game, and we'll actually be able to talk about that a little later in this episode. We don't have to wait too long for it. But yeah, so he comes up to us, and the whole game also, he's wearing super heavy duty winter outfits. I mean, this dude has that Russian like winter cap. He's got like a 5-layer coat. He's got
We
gloves,
told you
heavy duty boots.
not
Like,
to make
my
fun
dude
of
is
German
packing
people.
some gear, right?
Dude, slow down. Why are you
I
rushing?
said Russian. You know what? You're right. So we take him on after he makes a speech about. I'm gonna speed back up. So he makes a speech about how Pokemon are nature and Pokeballs are civilization, and they need to be able to coexist for humans and Pokemon to coexist. But he doesn't know how society is gonna change. So the reason that he's still with Team Plasma and he's still doing the shit that Team Plasma wants him to do is because he wants to know how the world is gonna change, and
Yeah.
being at the top of Team Plasma is gonna give him like the perfect vantage point. And eventually Hugo's like, shut up, I don't care, I want my Pokemon back, like
Tell me
crap.
why.
And
In
Zinzalin's like,
this
what
game
about my philosophy?
specifically,
All right, whatever, let's
we've
just do it.
teamed up with our
So
rival more than we fought him. He's not a rival, he's a sidekick. He's a sidekick.
we've teamed up with him a lot. Yo, he teamed up with us so many times, and he's actually been pretty damn useful for me. I'm not gonna lie. Usually in these games, I overlevel my rival by a lot. Not he actually, like the past couple encounters, his Pokemon have been higher level than me by like 2, 3 levels. So it's actually been like kind of an uphill battle. Then again, it's also because I'm leveling so many Pokemon
Right.
at the same time because I want, like, because I'm limiting my options, right? So, I'm like, okay, since these are all the Pokemon I can use, I need, like, yes, I'm still picking and choosing which Pokemon I can use, but some of them just have moves that I need. Like, some
Yeah.
only some of my Pokemon can learn Ice Beam, some of my Pokemon can learn
And
Dragon Type move,
you gotta find
only
a way
some of my
around it.
Pokemon
Like
can learn, like,
it's
Earthquake, you
really
know? Like,
it's a struggle.
I gotta. I gotta do it. It's tough, but I gotta do it. But yeah, so we fight him, and when you beat him, he's like, you know what? I actually wasted a little bit too much time on you guys. I'ma just head out. And so the crony that he's with, because you fight Zinzalin and one other dude, and the random dude's like, what is happening? I'm fighting with Zinzalin. How can we still lose to these chumps? And Zinzalin's like, you know what? if they're anything like the trainer from 2 years ago, don't even worry
Yeah.
about it. Like, just take the L and keep going. And so they run
And we go
away
there.
into the next town, which is Opelousas City, and that's
Well,
not the
technically, it's the
next
next town.
town, but it is a town that we
Because
go to. He's right.
the I know
It's
what
not
you're
the it's not the
talking
next
about,
town.
but they don't put it on the map as a town.
I
They put it
kind of.
as a route. But yeah, so we end up going to the next route. We go there, and then we
Ah,
get
damn,
to
for real?
Village Bridge, which is what I think you're talking about here. Yeah, Village Bridge is not considered a town or
That's
a
exactly what I'm talking
city
about.
because you can't use fly to get there. It's absolute bull, but that's exactly
Huh.
what it is. You can't use fly to get
Never
there.
knew.
You're like, well, now what do I do? And they're like, well, you walk there. And it's changed a lot.
Yeah,
Like, honestly, I didn't expect this many
you gotta
changes
be, you
in
gotta know.
such a peaceful and rural part of Unova. Back in the days of Black and White, this post-game area had like a little sandwich mini game where you go to the bottom right of the of Village Bridge, and there's a sandwich shop, and there's four Pokemon with their trainers. And you deliver different sandwiches that both the trainer and the Pokemon want, depending on which berry the trainer and the Pokemon want. I think this is the only part of Unova where there was a Pikachu sprite in the overworld. So, like, if you wanted to see Pikachu, there you go. It's just not in your decks. But yeah, here there's now a tennis court.
Yeah, actually, I
There's a
believe it.
basketball court in the top
I haven't seen
right.
Pikachu at all.
There's a part where you can go inside beneath the bridge in the lower left corner of Village Bridge. You can go inside. I forget what there is. I think there's a lady practicing. So I have to see if there's an event to trigger there or not. But
I didn't find anything too crazy, but I do remember you guys remember
yeah.
the
This is where
Slinarian,
you
the
can
guitar player
catch
from last game?
Lapras.
They're still here,
It's a
actually.
5%
That's really
chance
cool.
in rippling water. I can't remember if it's surfing or fishing, but I want a Lapras. Yeah.
It's surfing. You have to run into the rippling water via surf.
Hey, I got the
And
three
man,
monkeys. I can
good
do
luck.
this.
You might be there for a while. That's fair. That's pretty fair.
I did it before we did this thing, and
That
then I
that's all I
reset the
gotta say.
game and I still did it again. It took me like 3 hours each time. I can do it. Leaving me.
Damn. Just damn. Oh, but so yeah, Village Bridge again is
I know.
still so pretty. It is
You
very,
can.
very nice.
There's
I'm
a
still very
woman
happy with
who's like,
Village
here,
Bridge.
you
I
can
wish I
rest
could
your
sleep there.
Pokemon. And yeah, that's it. It's assumed you sleep when they
I mean, that's
sleep,
great for them, but
because
what
when
about
else would you sleep?
me?
Oh, well, listen, Mr. Shrimp,
No, I mean, like,
we don't have the
literally.
technology to bring you there. We can build it in Minecraft
Well, I
and then
mean, I
put
could
a
just
bed
go to,
there for you
like,
to
a
sleep there.
surrogate place like New Hampshire. It should be fine.
There you
I
go.
something,
Back.
I guess.
Yeah, so
All
after
right, but
Village
yo,
Bridge, we reach
so
Opelousas City,
let's
and
keep
right
it real
away,
quick here.
we've run into our old friend Iris. And the second time this game, we've run into her, because remember, she was in Castalia again for whatever reason. And she's like, well, you like dragons? My grandpa, he fights with the dragons. I was going to say,
Yeah,
in the
and
last
she
games, Iris was
oh,
the
actually,
gym
no, can you
leader
say
I
your thing?
fought, whereas Drayden was the gym leader you fought. In these sequel games, Drayden is the gym leader in both Black 2 and White 2.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's because Iris has like an important role to play outside of the gym. She also
Yeah.
mentions that you might want to go to Route 9 so you can train up, and that's exactly what I did because I'm tired of being under
It
leveled,
is.
and it was a really good
There
call
used to be a
not going
cave
below 50
there
in the
where
training period.
post game you can go in there, battle four people, catch Riolu. But that was a post game area in Route 9 called Challenger's Gate, a cave. You can no longer access that. It's just like there's the entrance and there's rocks falling over it. They're like, no, you're not allowed. They just didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah,
There's a lot to this
I'm
game
not sure what
already.
happened there.
And yeah, the shopping mall is here, which is my favorite part because quick balls, I can go back and catch everything, complete the decks. I haven't been doing what I did last game where I don't leave an area until I catch everything, because I want to stay a little ahead of the curve and catch up. But I do want to catch everything in the decks, at least see everything in decks, because if you see everything, you get in the Unova decks. You get access to the special area where there's a level 70 shiny Haxorus guaranteed. Yes, and only if you see every
Oh,
single
dude, that's
Pokemon in
awesome.
the Unova Black and White 2 decks can you get that area. So, I'm gonna get it.
That sounds good, man. So, yeah, actually, that's really cool. I didn't know that. What I can say, though, is that, what's it called? So what I can say though is right after Village Bridge we get what is it, Route 12? I think
Don't
it's Route 12.
know.
It's another route. It's another route. It's the route right before Laquinosa Town. And I made a boo-boo here. So I got at this route at like 2:30 a.m. So I was not in a good mindset. So on this route, there's a couple of things you can do. You can fight like a trainer or two and get like one item because most of the route is locked behind waterfall, so don't worry about it too much. But the main thing is that Virizion is literally just sitting in the middle of the road, and
Oh,
she's just there.
I
I couldn't tell you why,
know
but she is. And I thought, yeah. So my dumbass thought she was a trainer. And so I was like, oh, psych, I'd pass right by you. And I got into Opelousas City. That was
Oh.
stupid. I really should have found her.
Okay,
I'm
I
gonna go
hope
back and
you can.
catch her. I don't know if I can right now, but I'm gonna go try.
Yeah, so the thing with the Swords of Justice
Because if
is that
not, then I'm gonna have to
right
go
now
get
they're
her post
level
game.
43, I believe, all three of them, where you catch them before post game. If you KO them, they come back post game, so you have a second chance to catch them. And I think you can do this unlimited times. But they're level 63, which means harder to catch, which means more annoying to weaken. It's a pain in the ass. Also, back to Route 9 before we talk about Drayden's gym. I noticed this when I was trying to like run and stuff like that. If you hold B, the motorcyclists will bike faster. So it's not just you that's moving faster. They move faster, which makes them harder to dodge.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I want to talk about the gym, but first I
Oh,
want to
that's
talk about
awesome.
our teams going into the gym. Honestly, I think at this point we forgot what the challenges we set were, so we didn't do the challenges. So my goal was going in, evolve one of the seven. I've evolved most of my EVs. The only ones I have to evolve are Umbreon and Espeon, which are friendship evos. They're annoying, so I'll do it post game. Whatever. But I wanted Glaceon because ice types are super effective against dragon types. And aside from Flygon, my team could not deal with them. No. It's just flying types and dragon types. My team cannot do. At this point, I had added a Starmie, which psychic type, great, just not super effective against dragons. And its water type makes it weak to dragons. So Starmie wasn't helping. Glaceon was my supposed saving grace. But at the time, my team was superior. Lucario, Arcanine, Flygon, Starmie, and Glaceon. What was your team?
So obviously I need to bring in my starter. So I brought Samurott in there, you know, Merman. And the thing about that, the thing about my team is that I don't have access to any ice type moves, like any TMs yet. And I didn't get any access to Pokemon that knew any ice type moves, but I did get a Trapinch that I evolved into a Flygon.
Yeah, you
That's where a
gotta
lot of
get
my
him to
XP actually
4 or 5
went, because he
to
was level
evolve.
32. So a lot of my XP. Yeah, man. So it took me a while to get him there, but so I went in with Samurott, Flygon. I actually did put Starmie on my team,
Ooh.
just because he's really fast and he has access to Thunder Wave. It didn't help versus Flygon, but it was something. I brought in my Cheryl,
A
her
Stoutland.
Pokemon, fucking Lillipup's Final Evolution, help. Thank you. So Merman, Flygon, Stoutland. It was Trubbish because he had
Staltowin.
Toxic, Amoongus because he also had Toxic.
Right.
Yeah, just in case I needed to like take some to be able to eat some
Oh,
damage.
I see that.
And I brought an Aggron also so I could tank and eat some damage while healing my Pokemon in the back if I needed to. Yeah. So my thing was like, I have
Right.
three damage dealers and I have three defensive people if I need them. But none of them were really helpless because you know they had Toxic, Aggron had
So
Protect, he had Roar so I can phase
here's
out.
an interesting thing.
Like my main thing was like
Yeah.
I'll just go over my strategy real quick and then you can say your thing, okay? Just very quickly. So I led with Aggron. I roared so I can get Haxorus in because he was the biggest threat, so I wanted to kill him first. So whenever he did Dragon Dance, I would roar
Oh,
him
that's
back out because
smart.
he already
Take
was
away his
damaged and
stat
I don't need to
boost.
deal with Haxorus. Yeah, that was my thing because if it was just him left, he could Dragon Dance three times and then kill my whole team. So I needed to get
Right.
him in first and then be able to roar him back out if I needed to. But then after that, it was just using Toxic or Paralysis or something and just, you
So
know, wailing on him.
here's one thing before I talk about
But
how
yeah,
I did
that's my
it.
strat.
At this point in the game, being the last gym in white version, I had given, I believe it was Ice Beam, I can't remember if it was Ice Beam or Blizzard, to Samurott. And I can't remember if we have access to either of those TMs right now. But isn't that something that you'd be able to put?
I don't. So I would
Right.
be able to put Blizzard and Ice Beam on Starmie.
Yes, it
I
can.
would be able to put Ice Beam, I
No,
think,
it can.
Samurott, and
Mine
Learn
has
Ice
it.
Beam, but don't quote me on that. It can, okay. Okay, perfect. So yeah, that would actually help out a lot, but I didn't see any TMs for it. Oh,
Yeah,
actually, but I didn't
I
even see
just don't
Trubbish,
remember
so
if
we
we
actually
do at
really
this
might
point in the
have to have
game.
access to
But
that.
yeah, my strategy was supposed to be going with Glaceon, hit it ice with like Ice Shard, Ice Beam, whatever I can do. I raised it up to the rest of the team because it was kind of low level. So I raised it up even more than the other evolutions. And I was ready. So I go in there and I go into the first battle. It goes down. It's a fucking glass cannon. And I decide, you know what? Let's save it for Drayden. Let's KO everything as best I can. I make it up to Drayden and I'm excited. Let's do this. Full on. Freaking Dragon Claw kills it. Not Dragon Dance boosted. Freaking Swiss. Down, and I'm like, well, he has three dragon types, and I am screwed. I was not screwed. I sent out Lucario because you know it's steel types so of resist dragons, and I'm like, well, I can chip away while he chips back at me. And then I remember Lucario has Ice Punch, it's a physical attacker with Ice Punch. I demolished his
Ooh,
entire
accurate.
team. Credits to
We like
Glaceon for
that.
trying. Like, I saw a video for MNJ TV where he had a Slugma that was killed by Pokemon. It was supposed to be Steel types and such. steel types and a grass type that were under leveled. So it was above level and it still got KO'd by grass types and steel types. And this was a similar situation for me, except I didn't have to deal with it all game. So I wasn't as annoyed with Glaceon. I'm like, you know what? It's Glaceon. It's cute. You can't be mad at that.
Yo, honestly, I feel that. My
Now,
favorite is
Umbreon is my
Leafeon,
favorite. I will have
but I
Umbreon
do
soon.
respect
Just,
Glaceon a
yeah.
lot.
And then we get to the exciting part. This is the reason why I wanted
I
to record
respect
all the
that.
way up to Opelousas City. And I told you, get out of the gym so we could talk about this. So tell us about this.
So first, when we get to
Oh, that's.
Opelousas City and we fight the gym, real quick, we actually didn't go over the gym puzzle. It's not really much of a puzzle. Basically, you're riding a giant dragon statue, and basically, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to control the statue. There's like a D-pad in its head. Up on the D-pad makes you go higher. Left and right makes you attack that side of
Yeah,
the
it was
dragon,
really interesting
and then
because there were
going down
triple
makes you go
battles in
down.
here, there
Wow,
were
who
rotation, and I believe there was a double battle, and there was a single battle, so you got everything across the board.
The what's it called? So, basically, how you would go is you would go up a, like you attack the tail of the dragon, and then it would clear you to go up to the next layer, which was like the claws. So you would attack the two claws, beat the trainers on top of them, then go up higher, attack the
And it
two
looks
front
so
leg
cool.
claws, then attack Drayden at the top. Once you leave. It is really cool. There's no railing though, so it's super dangerous. And the dragon goes really fast. It goes like really fast. Like there's no way. And like the pit below where the dragon is looks straight bottomless. And I
Skyland's
think it's like
still
a
more
seven story
dangerous
dragon. So people are gonna
in
die if
both
they don't stay on
games.
top of that thing.
In both games,
But I
you're
digress.
like,
Yeah, man, Skyla is out to kill you, man.
yes,
But I
yes.
digress. We gotta this is a really big thing that we did want to talk about. So right as you leave the gym, Drayden asks to go back to his house because he wanted to talk to you about something.
Because we're
I
the
can't remember the reason why he asked us to do it.
because we're the main character.
But he did ask us to
He's
leave.
been through this. He's been through
You're
this
right.
last game. He knows how this works.
That's fair. That's fair. He basically what happens is he tells us about the legend of the dragon Pokemon, right? Of Unova's legend, where people like the twin brothers, and they had the one dragon Pokemon, and the dragon Pokemon split apart so that he could so that the dragon could support the both of them, truth ideals. But the thing that Drayden says, he's like, truth and ideals can coexist, they don't need to be separate. So I'm not sure why the dragon did that, but regardless, we found these things called DNA splicers that hint at a third dragon. Because even though you can find Kyurem in the first game, I think it's just like, I think it's option. Like, yes, it's optional, but
Yeah,
I don't
like
think
this
many
is where you
people
learn about the third
actually know
dragon.
what that's about.
It's kind of like Pokemon Emerald, where it put more focus on Rayquaza. Well, this is the same thing, putting more focus on the third Pokemon, Kyurem.
So to them, it canonically, they don't even know if Kyurem actually exists. Like the Pokemon in Lakkinosa Town is just a legend. Like the legendary Pokemon is just that. It's legendary, right? So nobody can actually confirm it because they're so afraid to get eaten, you know, and I don't blame them. But nobody's like really looked into it, and now Drayden is saying that he wanted to look into it a little bit, not enough because Team Plasma is still out there, and they can still, if he gets too much information about it, then they might be able to tap him or whatever. But he said that he's been taking care of the DNA splicers for like generations,
Everything
so
changed
you know
when
it's
the
something to
ice
think
leaked.
about. But then a giant explosion is heard outside of town. And this is. So this is where everything changes, man. So you hear an explosion, and you and Drayden run outside, and there's a giant airship outside, right? It's literally like a ship that's floating, like a pirate ship that's floating in midair. So they prepare like a cannon, and it shoots like these big white beams that make ice crystals form over the entire town. So in maybe like 7 or 8 shots, which equates to like 15 seconds of real time, they
It's
froze
beautiful.
over and
The
incapacitated an
animations.
entire town. That's OD, bro. It's
It
actually
and
very,
it's really
very well
smart.
animated. I'm actually,
I think
I'm
it's
pretty
really
happy they
smart
were able to get
because
them to get
they
that on
don't say
there.
it
That's
explicitly, but
crazy.
they're attacking the ice type city. I mean the dragon type city with a giant ice cannon. Perfect.
Actually, yeah. So
Like, why
that
didn't
wasn't
I
lost
think
on
of
me
that?
either.
Why did I not think of that?
Keep
Honestly,
going.
I'm
Did you
looking
want to say
back on
anything?
what I could have done to beat him at this point. I could have transferred over Kirum and fought him with Kirum so that then after he tells me the story of Kirum, that would have been a lot of fun. But yeah, after the attack, Drayden goes
That would
full
have been
on
hilarious.
freaking vigilante. He brings out his Haxorus and he's like, well, we got to figure out what's going on. And he's going around fighting Team Plasma members. He sends you to go fight Team Plasma members. And then you see, I believe it's Zinzalin again or something. Yeah, so you deal with Zinzalin and he's giving you his
Yeah, it
usual
is.
BS. And you meet up with Drayden again to compare notes. And he's like, well, I don't know where they could have gone because at this point, you two have pretty much done what they did with Team Rocket and Lance and the main character in the Johto games, and you clear the bad guys out. And it's like there's only one person nerdy enough who would know what to do. And it's our good old friend Charon. And he comes and he's like, I know where there's colder temperatures, unnaturally colder temperatures. It's in Himalau City. And that's the next city to go to. So as of right now, tensions are higher than they've ever been
Yeah.
before. I don't think tensions have been this high since N captured his legendary dragon.
Honestly, yeah, because now the thing is that I think this even rivals that, because like before with N, like yeah, he got his legendary dragon type Pokemon.
Yeah.
But we at least knew what the hell was going on, right? And of course, us as players, we can like make the assumption, like, oh yeah, so that's they found Kyurem. We can make the assumption that yeah, they found Kyurem. They're using his ice type powers in order to make these giant icicles that can't be broken and can't be melted.
Right.
Because Zinzalin said explicitly that he's like, as long as we still have our power, there's no way, there's nothing that you can do to be able to stop us, right? And it's, so far it's true because
I feel like
they
the
haven't been able to
past
burn
game
them
was a
or melt
bit
the ice
higher as far
or
as the
do anything
stakes
to
go
it.
because they were making it so personal, using and pinning him against you. And here they're like, well, we're just gonna end the world. Fuck this. Like, that's for me, it feels like the personal stakes were much higher then, but right now they've learned their lesson.
I
They're not
think
pinning all their energy on you, the main character.
that's the reason I think the stakes are so much higher now. It's like before they were saying, like Anne was saying all the stuff, like yeah, I'm gonna go mess up the world. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. But now it's like no, they actually have a giant ship that can go and
Yeah.
essentially just destroy a city in a matter of like 30 seconds. Like, and we saw that power. That's crazy. Like I think they're in a ridiculous position right now where, until we find something that can rival that or we disable that, then we
No.
are in a severe losing situation. Like they could pop up at any time because they literally have a
Like
giant
Bowser
airship.
ships
It's
from Mario
literally a
games.
ship. They so the oh I actually just put two and two together. Yeah, dude,
Oh
I just put two and two together. Yo, so you know that ship that they
my
had
God,
us
I
open
forgot
the
about
world with?
that.
That's that ship. So, just a recap, right? So, for everybody's listening, so there's a ship that we were talking about back at Pokemon World Tour, that was like two, that was like 3, 4 episodes ago, where they had a ship that just disappeared out of nowhere, right?
Their
We got
ship can
captured by the Shadow
fly.
Triad, they kicked us off the ship, and the ship disappeared. So, and then, so now we see a ship with a remarkably similar design that
I just
can
want
fly
to know how
and
much
also has a
manpower they're
giant
putting
cannon. I
into
was
it.
like,
I just
wow,
imagine, like,
I
you know
actually
how
didn't even notice
in
that.
movies they'll show the people rowing the boat? Like, how hard you have to flap those oars in order to get it to fly and possibly carry an ancient dragon behemoth.
God, that sounds awesome. Man, I would love to be able to have an airship. It's literally
That's exactly
like,
what
I know I
it
keep saying
is.
it's literally a ship that's in the air, but these guys took it. These guys heard
And they're
airship and they
pirates
took it
now.
as literally as that. They're just like, nah, it's literally
And like it
it
reflects entirely on what they're
and they're
doing. Like
pirates now. So it
back
makes
then
even
it
more
was a
sense.
crusade. They had to make it personal. They had to pin it against you because they're trying to convert people the way a crusade works, ideally, without, you know, the holy wars and killing and slaughtering people who don't believe in your religion. Is you go and you make it personal and you convert people to see your ways. They're no longer trying to make people see their ways. They're like, it's our way or else we blow you up. We steal, we pillage. No, the highway is their way because they have
It's
flying
your way or the
airship. They're higher
highway.
than I am. But in this case, it's like, it's
You got
our
me
way or
there.
the highway, or we will blow up everything. We will pillage and steal just like a pirate does. I think it's really cool how minor these details are, but how they put everything together so well.
I gotta say, I'm actually very, very happy with like things have been escalating kind of slowly. There have been points of tension where we got captured at the World Tour. We saw Xinzalin and a couple different places. There's been a couple of like re really big
Alder,
faces in the other region
very
kind of popping
first
up and
route.
being like, "Hi, bitch," you know.
Freaking.
Alder in the very first, exactly, man. But I think now now that they've pulled out their big gun, literally, I think what's going to start happening now is just like we might even see Aang again, you know, because now it's like they were saying before, like Xinzalin even said himself, during one of the during one of our encounters with him, like he's
Right.
saying that he can't persuade people like N used to. So now what they're doing is they're just going to use brute force and figure that out. So now this is going to be so big. It's going to
Yeah.
rock the, like if this gets out, it's
So,
going to rock the Pokemon world, man. So maybe N's going to step up and be like, "Nah,
yeah.
you
So
got to
before
stop
we
that."
wrap up
And
this
he'll come in with
episode,
like the absolute legendary
because we're
Pokemon. That'd
about
be sick.
time to wrap up because like we've covered everything. Who do you think is running Team Plasma? Because we see Xinzalin a lot, but Xinzalin didn't seem to be the type. He used to seem like a
We do
lackey,
see Xinzalin a lot.
pretty much. And now we're actually battling him. So do you think he stepped up, taken over, or do you think it's someone else?
All right. So I think it's kind of like half yes he's taken over and half no he hasn't. I don't. I think that I don't know if we have one head honcho this time.
Right.
Because we've seen multiple Seven Sages members doing stuff outside of what N wanted, and
Right.
they're doing
The
more
only
stuff that of like
one
what
I can
gets
think
us
of
there,
aside from
right?
Xinzalin is a guy
But
who's like,
throughout the
well, we've
game,
learned
we
right from wrong in Driftveld City, and we're going to return everything. And that's it. I'll
yeah, so. That's more of like people who talk like that. That's more of the previous, like our previous trainers, like the first game's philosophy and N's philosophy, where they're like, yeah, you know what, just do what you got to do. Like at that point,
Right.
they're not trying to rule the world or anything. They're just trying to have a good life of Pokemon, right? But right now, we're basically just facing the last remaining parts of what gets us really thought of like the world and what Pokemon were and how people were supposed to act with them. But throughout the game, they've said that Getz has just
He
kind of
might pull a
disappeared. So
He
I
might pull
don't
a
know if
Giovanni
he's gonna
like in
be there,
Johto. Did
but
we
he's the only other
honestly
name
see
I can really think
Giovanni?
of.
Not really. And like Team Rocket was still running in his name, so it could be that. It could just be like, well, he was our leader, and so we're
It
doing
actually
this
really could be.
in his honor, in his name, despite the fact that he's absent.
It could be because the like that's exactly what how Getz's would have gone about it, how Getz's would have wanted it. Like, who knows? Maybe if Getz's had enough time, he'd be like, let's build a giant ship and throw for me it was Zekrom, so let's just build a giant ship,
See, I want to
throw
say that
Zekrom
Getz
in there
is
and just
still around
EMP as many cities
because
as
in
you
the
can,
last game,
you
like
know?
he was very manipulative. He was very deceptive. But I don't think it is for this reason and this reason only. He was a very final battle. Like, as soon as you beat N, this guy turned a 180 and showed us his true colors. He flipped out. He was arrogant. He was violent. He threatened to end our lives. And he was upfront with how he wanted to do things. We're gonna battle right here now. My Pokemon are gonna obliterate you, and that's it. And so I don't think that he's gonna, or he would try to go back to
Yeah.
hiding and staying in the shadows, staying in the background. Because at this point, Getz is a wanted man. Like, there's no way he can show his face and put on that manipulative, nice guy front the way he did. And in Cumulatown, there's no way he can pull that stunt again. And they are doing things exactly how he would do things in his violent, arrogant state. They're out there. They don't care what's going on. They're flashing a giant. They're flexing on us with a giant airship. That's very useless of it. We still haven't seen him. There's no proof of Getsis, or is there? I think
From what I can, so from what I've seen right now, I'll just put this out there as my theory. I could be wrong. I'm okay with that. But for right now, I think bringing up what you just said, like people doing stuff in Giovanni's name, even though he wasn't part of Team Rocket anymore. I think that's what's going on. Where some of the Seven Sages, like it might not even be for Getsis. It could be for their own reasons, but I think it's more along the lines of they're doing stuff in Getsis's name, and for his name only, you know.
So my theory,
But that's going to be my personal
okay,
theory.
so I have two theories, and one kind of goes against my belief entirely, but it's still like something that I'm putting out there as a theory. On one hand, I think Zinzalin has stepped up as the puppet king because no one's left to rule but him, and he's still doing this the way Getsis would do it. So while he's on top, it's nothing original. It's someone else's ideas that he's putting on, that he's carrying out the legacy. So my first theory is that Zinzalin is now ruling Team Plasma. My second theory is that it is Getsis. The only reason I say this is because the Shadow Triad is still around. If it was just Zinzalin, they've taken orders from him before. But I don't think they would if it was just Zinzalin. They're loyal to Getsis. In the post game in Black and White, like Getsis wanted you to have these three orbs. Like they'll follow the Seven Sages under Getsis's orders. That's the only way I see it playing out. Like for them to be there, he's still got to be somewhere in Team Plasma, maybe not, but he has to be around. So yeah, those are my two theories. Obviously, the games have been out for a while, so you guys can actually look up what happened and be like, well, y'all are stupid. This is how it went. But we are playing this for the first time. We're trying to do it with as little spoiler as possible so that, we can have fun playing this for the first time. So, yeah, like,
I'm not gonna do that because this is my first time playing through it. So,
Like,
I will just write it
Know
out. I'm
like
going to see what
Getsis
happens.
appears in the Rainbow Rocket episode of Alola, which is a post-game thing for Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. But you know, so did Giovanni, and Giovanni's not around in some place, like after Johto. So it's all up in the air for at least for Mr. Shrimp and myself. I guess the next thing is, what do you think's gonna happen now as far as the next gym?
Man,
I
I don't
think
even
so.
know
All I
what's the
know is
next
that
gym, the
he's
next
a water
episode. I mean,
type.
it
He's a
seems like
new
there's so much
guy.
going on with his platform, though.
He's got a cool design, but he's a water type. So I think with the grass starter, this is going to be literally the easiest gym ever.
Son of an Arlen Horn. So for me, that's not terrible, but it's not fantastic. Like I think I have a grass type Pokemon, and I have a lot of Pokemon that can learn electric
Yeah,
type
like,
moves. I have an electric type Pokemon,
wait, what's your singular electric
like
type?
one, a singular one.
Well, I mean, you also have access to Magnemite, which you can evolve into
Galvantula.
Magnezone. You could get,
It should be okay.
can you get Zebstrika where you got it last time? I know you're trying to avoid Mewtwo,
I don't have a so I don't have a I didn't
were
get an
there, but
encounter over there because I
I didn't
haven't been
find
over there yet.
one.
So most
I just
likely.
went and fought trainers
Although
and avoided the grass. Grass type options. A Pharaoh Seed, you can run Pharaoh Seed for that. It's strong, it's got awesome stun.
I'm gonna run Among Us,
I got my
because it's
starter, and
the
I
one grass
think
type I
like
got right now. Let's see how that goes.
I can't picture any other grass type aside from Pharaoh Seed. Oh, Deerling, I guess, but it's also normal type. This is gonna be an interesting gym.
The main thing is just like, damn, all my Pokemon are like water type or
For
water
me, it's
adjacent.
like
There's so
my
many water
this
types
is finally
though.
Grover's time to shine. Like in all other gyms, he's been there, but there's also been another Pokemon or a challenge. And aside from Clay, like he's been mostly like my co-ace Pokemon, with Lucario being my second co-ace. And if you look at the rest of my main team, Arcanine, not helpful in this gym. Flygon, big no-no. It's a ground type. And this is finally his time to shine because Lucario is great, but he'd only deal neutral damage. Whereas Leaf Blade and Mega Drain can finally hit for super effective damage and just solo the whole gym. They
Yo,
are water types.
I don't know where the TM for Giga Drain is, but I hope you find it soon. Because the difference between Mega
I
Drain
think he
and
learned
Giga Drain is
it.
actually astonishing.
Yeah, I think he learns it soon. I'm surprised, like the fact that I've treated him as this starter as a co ace Pokemon instead of an ace. It took him six gyms to evolve, where in other games it'd normally take me three or four just to evolve my starter fully. Six gyms in with a not evolved starter is insane to me.
Man, I feel that way a lot about a lot of grass starters where they just have so many weaknesses and they just need so much help that you need to do something else with them. It feels really bad, but I mean it's just how the cookie crumbles.
For me, it's not even that. It's not even the weakness, because I would find some way to cover it. Like you got to do that if you start with Charmander or Pikachu and Kanto. You got to find ways around it. So you can do that with any starter, obviously. But Lucario, before the first gym, is just so great that I've been like, well, which how do you compare?
I don't think you can.
And like if You
How did you
can't.
get?
And like other grass starters like Bulbasaur freaking obliterate, and like it does so well. And then you see Snivy right next to Lucario, and you're like, well, where was this 4 generations ago?
Man,
It's hard to find.
yeah, it's hard.
But like he's pulled through in a lot of fights, especially where he was a Servine. And now that he's fully evolved and this is the last gym, I'm gonna give it to him. This is all Grover. I'll try to give him as much love as I did Percy, but it's hard because he's not a Samurott. I miss Percy.
I feel him, man. The more I'm playing Samurott, the more I'm like, damn, I want my Amboar back. I like Amboar so much.
No, I'm using it for babies. I'm using it so I can complete the decks and get my shiny Haxorus.
God, dude, I miss. I'm just a sucker for fire types, man. I just really like them.
Actually, before we wrap this episode up, because we do have time, we have like 10 minutes before it kicks us. I want to see your favorite starter in each of the generations.
Oh
Obviously,
man,
starting
that's
with
really hard.
Gen
Oh man, this is
with
really
Gen
hard.
1, I would say basic three, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle. For me,
So,
Charmander, obviously.
yeah.
For my sister, you already know it's Squirtle, but what about you?
Man, I like all of them for different reasons. So Charmander was my favorite all the way up until recently, man. Like I loved Charmander. He was like my favorite. I was like, damn. He has a little fire on his on the back of his tail. I could cook s'mores on that, and then we could share him, and he wouldn't die because he's not a dog.
True. I felt the same way until recently as well. But I want to see what you switched to and if it's the same as mine.
So it's not Squirtle. It's actually Bulbasaur. Even though,
Same. Oh my gosh.
yo, it's like I had this one run. In God, I don't even remember what game it was. It was a Game Boy game. It couldn't have been Emerald because you don't start with those in Emerald. But
Firelight, red, green.
Leaf Green. There we go. Yeah, Leaf Green. So it was Leaf Green, right? And I played a Bulbasaur in there, and I named him Jasper, the Jaster, like Jaster, and
Right.
he was my boy, bro. He got me through everything I ever wanted in my whole life. He any lucky crit I needed, I got him. Like any low roll that I needed for him to live, he got it. Like any poison, any sleep powder, all the good moves. Like, man, he
Yeah.
was so good at being like at being him, at being himself. So he
For
became
me,
my
there's
favorite right there.
two reasons why I'm switching to Team Bulbasaur. Despite the fact that in any Kanto game, I'd probably start with Charmander anyways. Number one is because I got it in Pokemon Y. It did amazing against fairy types. It was incredible. It was a tank. Mega Evolving gave it a thick fat, which resisted fire and ice, and that was a st out. It was amazing. Reason number two is because Charizard gets so much attention, and like
Yeah.
Squirtle is second best up there, to the point where we didn't get Pokemon Green at all. Instead of making Pokemon Blue a third version game, Pokemon Yellow a fourth version, they just skipped out because Venusaur was so unpopular and like it slept on so much.
I agree.
And
And it's not even
Charizard
that,
is just.
real quick, it's not even that Squirtle, like Squirtle line, is a bad line. It's not. I do have respect for it too, but
It's very good.
I'm gonna pick Venusaur, then Charizard, then Blastoise if I had an option.
I'm not picking Squirtle because my sister already picked Squirtle, and also I had a great experience with Bulbasaur. But Johto, where we have Chikorita, Totodile, and Cyndaquil, I'm gonna say Cyndaquil.
Man. That's also hard for me. For me specifically, like, it was, I think, my very first introduction to the Pokemon games where I actually got to play,
Yeah.
was this Pokemon MMO. It was like this online flash game. Hopefully you remember the name, Shay. Not remember the name, but hopefully you remember the game. Shay was actually the one that showed that to us, and it was this flash game where it saved all of your progress, and you could get like a bunch of different kinds of Pokemon in it. And we used to play
I
it all the time during
honestly
this for
don't
like a couple
remember the
summers.
name of I don't
I think it was
remember the
like
name of
Pokemon. It was like Pokemon like Lavender or like Periwinkle. It was like blue adjacent. Like it was blue, but like a slightly different color.
So for me, the very first experience with Pokemon was a friend during my first communion. We had a small get together. He gave me his old Game Boy Advance and Pokemon Gold, which he started and gave to me, and it had a Totodile named Toto, and it was doing great. And then I'm like, I want Cyndaquil. Fuck this. So Cyndaquil all the way.
I think Cyndaquil is the
It
cutest.
is.
Oh, but what I was saying was, so in that MMO, I started with a Chikorita because I heard that it got a bunch of sleep moves, and I was like, oh, that might be useful, but I didn't know. So I got a bunch of moves for it, and it turned out like when it turned out to be a Meganium, I actually really liked it. It was because I thought it would smell really sweet because there was like flowers and whatever.
Yeah.
But eventually, I was able to get my own copies of like actual games, and I gotta say, Cyndaquil was also my favorite, just because of like
Yeah,
the way
like
that its sprite looked. When you used it, it looked like it was really fierce and was really powerful. It didn't. It wasn't as fast as I wanted it to be. It didn't do as much damage as I wanted it to do, but it still looks really cool, and I think Cyndaquil is the cutest starter. Don't at
I
me,
feel
you
bad
will lose.
for Chikorita because, like, the only reason Chikorita is the worst Johto starter is because all the types that it's good against were using Kanto, and Johto was supposed to be the second game and the last game. And they're like, well, we're not going to repeat any type specialists as gym leaders. So
Damn.
Chikorita didn't have any gyms it was super effective against until post game. It's kind of sad. Like Chikorita would be amazing otherwise. We're gonna rush through the next few because we got 7 minutes before it cuts us off, and I
Oh yeah, we gotta
don't
we
want to
gotta go.
make like a 5 minute segment to add on to the episode. Hoenn, I can't decide. I've always thought Treecko looked coolest, but I've never had a Hoenn playthrough. Like Alpha Sapphire is, I mean Alpha Sapphire, Omega Ruby is gonna be my first one. I haven't started it yet. And I think I'm going to start with Mudkip because it is the best starter statistically,
Yo,
but I
we'll
also
do
might
all
just.
of yours and then we'll do all of mine, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go.
Sinnoh, Cyndaquil, I mean Cyndaquil, Chimchar all the way. It's fast. It's amazing. It's just. It's my style of battles. Unova, if you don't know this, you're stupid. Team Oshawott, best starter of all of the Pokemon. You can fight me on that and you're gonna die and you're gonna lose. And I will torture you in hell with my Oshawott. Gen 6 Kalos Fennekin. I love Fennekin. I love Braixen's all right. Its design is it's a middle stage, it's awkward stage. Delphox is a goddess who has saved me time and time again. Alola. I'm having a lot of fun with Incineroar, but honestly, Rowlet is my favorite starter because of Decidueye. I hate the middle evolution. It's just as frightful as I am. You don't pin two Leos against each other like that. But a Grass Ghost starter is so cool. So I'm going to restart the game and get Rowlet just so I can get Decidueye. Last but not least, are we doing the Let's Go games? Probably Eevee because I love Pikachu, but I love Eevee so much more.
You seen
I
anything
my.
from Sword and Shield from like the Galar regions?
Yeah, so Galar, I haven't played those yet, but I believe that Scorbunny would be my go-to, only because I'm Colombian. We play soccer. It plays soccer. We can be Colombian together.
Fair enough.
But aside from that, like the Galar starters don't really stand out to me the way that other starters have.
Okay. You finished with all yours?
Yes. So
Okay.
starting with Gen 3, going on to Gen 8, Mr. Shrimp, go, go, go.
Okay, so
You
from
have
Gen 3.
3 minutes.
Okay, Gen 3, Mudkip, second is Torchic, Gen 4, Turtwig, second is Chimchar, Gen 5, let's see, Tepig, second, actually, as much as I like Snivy, I'm gonna go with Oshawott, so Tepig, then Oshawott, then Gen 5, Froakie, second is Fennekin. I hate the Chespin line, I really do, I think it looks super nasty.
I love Chespin, but the other two
I'm
evolution
so
just,
sorry,
ugh.
bro. I'm so sorry, bro.
Chespin deserves so much better.
God, yo, Litten, no contest. There's no contest for Litten. I love Litten. I love everything about Litten. I love all of his evolutions. I love Torkoal. I love Incineroar. Decidueye also fantastic. But man, Litten all the way. And Galar would be Grookey and then Scorbunny. I think Sobble is okay. It's not terrible, but it's not impressive. Oh, and if we are doing the Let's Go games, if you aren't picking Eevee, then what are you really doing with your life?
You're picking Pikachu because it's nostalgic.
No.
Okay, so for the next episode, I'm gonna set a challenge for Mr. Shrimp, and this is gonna be in the last minute, so hear me out. What we're gonna do is on top of our normal episode, Mr. Shrimp and I are going to have an ideal team for every single Pokemon starter, every single one.
An
That includes
ideal
Pikachu
team.
and Eevee. Yes, an ideal team means this is this. If I started with Bulbasaur in a Kanto playthrough, this would be my team. It could be
Where?
as detailed as you want, where you could list abilities or moves or items. I'm gonna do everything but items. I'll list abilities. I'll list moves. I'll list the Pokemon. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll go into more detail about that after this episode. Well, you guys will figure it out. We'll figure it out right now. Well, you guys will
Ten
hear more about
seconds
it
left.